as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
You know, that happens to be a fight song. For the... All right. This is fantastic. I'm reading. Yes, I do occasionally. And I see that Chicago Public Schools have a competitive bass fishing team. Let me repeat that for you. Taft High School has a competitive bass fishing team. And with this is Scott Plunchner. How do you say your last name, Scott?
Plunchner. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. it's my whole life I've had to explain that. Yeah.
And you're a teacher at Taft, and you're the coach of the bass fishing team, which is something that, you know, I've never heard the term fishing team associated with any high school ever. And when I think of fishing, you know, it is more along the line. Well, I mean, there's people who, you know, get into it like crazy and they're out in the ocean and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's more like really Mayberry and Andy Griffith. But where did this come from, this whole idea of, I mean, I got question upon question. Where did it come from? How did it start? How did these kids get into it? What's their reaction to it? Weren't they a little bit, puzzled the first time you mentioned something like that? And I know that's a lot of questions, but go ahead and answer them.
All right, I got you. We were one of the first teams in the state, started in 2008-2009 school year.
Mm-hmm.
How did it start? IHSA, you know, that does all the high school sports, you know,
sure.
Came up with the league. Yeah. And, just a few teams at first. Now we're up to over 320 teams across the state, competing in bass fishing, which is pretty amazing. And it's spreading to Wisconsin. It now is trying to form a league. There's one forming in Missouri. So, I mean, but Illinois was the place where it all started, which is interesting because we're not really known for being the best fishing place in the world, you know.
Well.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know that. But the whole idea of a high school person on a competitive fishing team, that's not something that I usually envision. I mean, I love the idea. Don't get me wrong. I think it's fantastic. It's just so out of nowhere as far as I'm concerned. You know, never heard of it before. Want to know about it. I mean, every time you say another sentence, I get another question in my head like, okay, so there's teams. You know, there's hundreds of teams now. How does it work? It's a sport, yes?
Yeah. Well, I guess I could explain how a tournament goes, maybe.
Okay.
We have bass fishing tournaments. Mm-hmm. They start at the crack of dawn, which is always fun.
Sure, of course.
Got to get the kids up. That's always something that I got to do in the morning. Make sure that they're up and at them and that they're going to actually show up. Got to get all the boats out there and launched. And then we go out fishing for 6, 7, 8 hours, depending on the tournament. The team that brings back the 5 biggest bass wins the tournament. And we have different levels. There's actually 2 leagues in Illinois doing this right now. One is IHSA, and then another one's called ICAST. And so it's really become popular, especially the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years or so. The kids are really latching onto it. I think they just want to get away from their cell phones. I know parents don't believe me when I say that, but you can't have a fishing pole in your hand and a cell phone at the same time. Although I bet they would try if they could.
Oh, I'm sure they would. But and not only that, I mean, you don't have to get in shape either, do you? I mean,
oh no.
I mean, there's no like, all right, we're going to do calisthenics before we go fish. I mean, there's nothing
like
that.
I have to admit, though, you got to have some stamina to fish.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out there 8 hours, sometimes in the sun, sometimes in the rain.
Right.
I like it when my kids stand the whole time, but, you know, sometimes they run out of energy. But, yeah, so, I mean, you don't have to be, like, you know, all-state football player body shape to catch a fish.
Right.
Yeah.
What is, then, the key to being a successful competitive bass fisher person?
We like the term angler, but yeah, that works.
Okay, I'll go with that. Even better.
Yeah, a good angler is somebody who does their homework, first of all. They have to study the lakes. They have to study how the fish act. You know, you got to know a little science. Mm-hmm. You got to know the weather. You got to know the patterns that fish are looking for. What are they into at that time? That guessing game is kind of strategic, you know. And then you got to get out there and have the stamina and not give up. I've told the kids, I've seen tournaments won in the last 5 to 10 minutes. You can win the tournament right there. They might not catch anything all day, and then boom, 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 you know. But, yeah, the homework, my best kids always are the ones who do their homework, basically. Go out there and figure it out.
And I understand that you give the students a fishing IQ test at the start of each season.
I've been starting to do that to see what I'm working with, basically.
What kind of what kind of questions are on a fishing IQ test at your level?
They're really easy. one of them is, which of these fish is a bass? You know, if we're going to go out looking for them, we should probably know what they look like.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's nothing you should take for granted. I mean, come on.
But they might. Sorry, I was talking for you there.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, all the kids want to join fishing, but some of them don't have, you know, the first thing about it. That's why I started doing kind of like a club on the side where kids can go out, practice, and learn. And some of those kids then end up joining the team. Yep.
Is there a limit to the amount of people that can be on a team?
Oh, sure. Mm. At IHSA tournaments, I'm allowed to bring 2 boats, and 2 kids can fish on them at a time. But I can make substitutions, just like on a basketball or football team.
Wow.
So, yeah, you could have 4 or 5 kids on a boat, you know, just only 2 at a time. I always bring 2 boats if I can, if I can find the volunteers to help me out. So
a lot of what, taking that to the next question, a lot of what you, volunteering and donations, I'm guessing, are a part of your game plan?
Oh, man, I do a lot of politics as a fishing coach.
Yeah.
I have to keep my volunteers happy. I have to do it with no money. That's just it. These people who help me, one of them's a guy in the neighborhood, Pat Hennehan. He's just a great guy in the neighborhood who just volunteers. He takes his own boat out. He teaches the kids. He makes lures at home, so he's always having them try out his lures. He's just a great guy, and he goes out there and brings the kids out, spending his own money. What can I do except be grateful eternally? Because without them, I can't get these kids out. And that's really important that the kids are out there.
I have a statistic here that the number of anglers between the ages of 13 and 17 was 5.6 million in 2023, up 14% from 2022. That's a lot of people angling or fishing or going out for bass.
And that's just kids.
And that's just kids, right?
Yeah, I think during the COVID times, there was a big increase in people fishing. You know, as a hobby, you know, you could do easily, and it's kind of a little bit of a lonely endeavor sometimes.
Yes,
and then
right.
And then there's a lot of social media now that the kids are kind of tapping into. You know, there's famous social media anglers. I don't particularly care for that, but
right. Well, you know, that's part of the world. I mean,
yeah,
you're gonna be on. They're gonna be on social media as a competitive bass fishing team. And here's another quote that I love from you. And it's, a lot of kids who are on this team are very squirrely, but they calm down when they fish. I can relate to that. I mean,
yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, fishing, it would seem to me is a very calming event, period. I mean, there's not a lot going
on. When I fish, I think of nothing else. Besides
right.
And all the problems and worries that you might have, they just kind of disappear. And it works on kids, too. I've noticed.
So are we done with the bass fishing season? Are we in it? Or where do we stand in that?
not only are we in it, next week is the state championship at Shelbyville Lake.
Wow.
I mean, you're right on that. Your finger's on the pulse here.
Yeah.
And the best, I think it's something like, I don't have the exact number, like 60 teams in the state are going to be on Shelbyville Lake. It's the first time they're having a state championship at Shelbyville, way down south. And that's going to be exciting. A new lake and lots of new teams, actually, this year, too. So, unfortunately, I won't be there.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
But I'm cheering on the teams that are, and I know a lot of the other coaches and the kids, even. So, I'm hoping it's going to be a good tournament and a very successful one.
How many?
And then there's also a Lake Springfield event coming up. So, there's big things coming.
How many anglers are on your team total?
I have about 14 kids on the team. It's almost like a roster. I have a depth chart. I'm like a football coach.
Yeah.
And I pull the kids that I think are going to win, the kids who know certain lakes, the kids who have what it takes for that week. Yeah.
Well, I can't
In
help.
In some ways, it's like a sport.
Well, yes. Sort of.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's competitive. I mean, the way you've set it up, I mean, yeah, it's a competition to see who gets the big fish. I mean,
absolutely.
Right. And I know that you throw them back. Maybe that's not the right term. You redistribute them back to their original environment, right?
Gently, of course.
Gently, yep. Absolutely.
I try to teach my kids to have respect for the fish and for the nature and all that. But, yeah, we do put them all back.
Do you?
Go ahead.
Does any team ever show up with cheerleaders or anything like that? I mean,
what a good idea! I'm going to ask for some cheerleaders next year. We'll see what we can work on. I didn't even think of that.
Okay, I can't wait to see this thing being streamed on somewhere on YouTube. You know,
that would be great too.
Bunch of kids sitting out in the middle of the lake fishing. People would watch that. You know what? People would watch that all day long. They just mellow out and look. Hey, yeah, look at these kids, man. They're fishing.
Oh yeah.
And they come back like 3 hours later. What are they doing? Hey, they're still fishing. I can see that. I can see how that could work. I can see that a very mellowing effect on people who are, what's the word you used? Squirrely.
Oh, yes. Squirrely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think our whole city is squirrely.
Squirrely, yeah. Lower the squirrel quotient. Well, Scott, thanks for coming on. And all the best to you and everybody else at the on the Taft High School competitive bass fishing team. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm always here to answer questions, and I appreciate it.
Good enough. Fish on, my man.